Good afternoon, World War Killers.
What's happening, buddy?
Not much. What's going on?
Dude, I'm like mentally exhausted this week.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I'll tell you why.
I think I can figure it out.
Okay. What's your first guess?
Why would you be anything other than that? You've got 2 days left.
I've been tasked with calling stores and informing them of my departure.
Yeah.
Which leads to, in some
cases,
a whole bunch of questions that, on average, lead to about a 20 to 30 minute phone call.
Yeah.
Now, times that by, you know, how many phone calls in a day. It's like, by the end of the day, I'm like, I don't want to talk anymore. I just had one customer, jeweler. She called me and she's looking for diamond earrings. She wants to do a trade up or whatever. And she's like, but it can wait until next week. I go, that's fine. And I was like, but next week you're gonna have to, you know, because she's like, but I'm gonna need, you know, maybe, you know, a little help with this trade up or whatever. And I was like, no problem. Your new rep will help you with the trade up. And she's like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, my last day is tomorrow. She's like, you didn't tell me. I go, I've been calling you. I've been trying to call you for a week. You don't pick up your cell phone. She's like, well, you got to leave a message. I go, in 17 years, have I ever left you a voicemail? She's like, well, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to go work. I'm going to be a private boat captain or, private boat charters. She's like, and you're going to make more money doing that? I was like, way more money. And she goes, no way. And I was like, yeah. She's like, but you sell diamonds. I go, yeah, and I make 1%. And she's like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah. I'm like, so when I sell your $250 lab diamond, I make $2.50.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where am I going on that? And she's like, nowhere. She's like, but wait, don't you have a salary? Yeah, and I go, and in 17 years, I've gotten one raise. So where am I going on that?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I guess I didn't realize. I'm like, well, yeah, I don't shout it to the rooftops.
I mean, she's probably also an owner.
She is.
She's probably treating her employees the same way. And just
probably.
Doesn't realize it.
Probably.
Doesn't make the connection.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't go around telling everybody how much I make or don't make, but I'm
I do.
Yeah?
I mean, the only way people are going to realize that they're under or overpaid is if people talk about it.
Yeah, I do wish. I actually, one of my really, really good friends, borderline mentor, has said that to me in the last couple years. But I'm very old. So I was just brought up that way. Like, my family, we didn't talk about finances. So it was just instilled upon me in such a young age that I carry it. I still carry it.
Yeah. But you, I mean, it's, as with all messaging, you have to see who's saying the message and what's their angle, right? So that message comes from HR. That message comes from corporate. They don't want you to talk about it because they don't want to pay.
Yes.
They don't want people to realize
where
they are on the,
yes.
on the playing field.
Yes. 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 Spot on. 110% spot on.
Yeah. So that's why it's talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had another jeweler go, didn't even really care so much about what their next rep was. She was more she was more interested in what the company thought about me leaving.
Yeah.
And specifically the owner. And I was like, well, he called me. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, uh-huh. First question was, how long have you been working for us? And she goes, he didn't even know. And I was like, nope. He thought it was a long time. I'm like, yeah, 17 and a half years. I think that's a long time.
I mean, it's not so much that he didn't know. It's that he didn't think to look it up before he called you.
Yeah, probably should have done that.
Yeah.
I'm not expecting him to know everybody's hiring date. But yeah, if you have somebody leaving and you're going to make a phone call, a little preparation of like, you know, yeah, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, Patrick's been working with us for a long time. Let me go look it up real quick.
Yeah,
oh, man,
exactly.
He started in, you know, whatever. Okay. It literally would take you, what, 2 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If that, because you can probably just ping your secretary and be like, hey, man, how long has Cameron been?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, maybe 30 seconds if you're,
yeah.
Like you said, if you're quick and you just, you know, call HR, bring up the accounting, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. So she was like, wow, he didn't even know. I was like, nah. I'm like, all good, whatever. So, does lead me to a question.
Okay.
In your spare time, if you have a moment, and this could be for Warwick, this could be for just a general, there is a company that I have the ability to sell on a commission basis, of course, wedding band lined. I don't know wedding bands, not a big, like that's never been my focus. Having a, you and I
don't learn.
Wow. It is a complete, like, maybe I do this a couple hours a month. Like, make a phone call to you, make a phone call to, you know, a dozen or two dozen of my, like, favorite jewelers and be like, hey, are you interested in this or not? Like, I'm not trying to do, like, this, you know, all
gone.
No,
I hear you. I hear you. So honestly, the best thing you can do, especially for people like me, is to have a catalog, either PDF or online, where I can go look at styles.
So go to Indeco NY.
How do you spell it?
INDECO, like Art Deco,
mm-hmm.
NY.com. So these are all die-cast.
Okay.
All right. High-end diamonds. So
okay.
The quality of the diamonds are all, like, colorless. They take 2 weeks for ordering, which I've been told the industry average is 4 to 16. Like, it can take a long time. These are... 2 week is your standard delivery. Like I said, die cast. Engraving is free.
Okay.
All right. And same price for any size. So whether it's a smaller size finger or a larger finger, you don't have to worry about the price changing. The price
what
is
about
just
on eternities?
Same.
Same?
Same.
Okay.
Nope, you don't have to worry about quoting, okay, a size 6 is this, a size 10 is this. No, whatever the cost is. And every time you sell one individual band, you get $25.
Okay.
So there's a little incentive for, you know, which I think maybe is a little bit more aimed towards, like, if I was talking, like, to the owner of a store and he's got 10 sales reps and, you know, you want to have some spiffs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's where you're at with this. So, and the website's nice. I like the website.
Yeah, the website's nice.
You know, it shows what it is and what it isn't, and it's got, you know.
Give me a couple logins, man.
I'll, couple logins? What do you mean? Oh, yeah, I don't even have a login. But I'll get one. I can also send the entire line to you with free shipping.
One sec.
Yep.
Sorry.
All good. To see it in person, and then we'll pick it up for free as well.
Can you say that again? Sorry.
I can ship a sample line to you.
Okay.
For free, and I can also pick it up for free. So if it's if it was something that you wanted to see in person,
because what I'll do is, since it's you, we do wedding band program trays, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So we have like smallest to carat in the tray.
Okay.
Of the same style. So what I'll do is, on the styles that you have, when we sell, I'll just replace it with this.
Okay.
All right, so if you can get me the login, I will bury, like as soon as you say die struck, bury sold.
Really?
It's his favorite thing in the world.
No, these are die struck, not cast.
Yeah, his favorite thing in the world.
The only thing I need to figure out is...
the only issue is they don't... so their catalog is small, which is fine.
Yeah.
But they don't have a French set, which is his favorite setting.
Well, I don't know if they plan on opening up the catalog, adding more.
I'm sure they do eventually.
Probably. I also need to figure out, because I know I was informed that the initial buy-in starts at $7,500.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know, is there any room on that? Is that like a set-in-stone thing, or what the deal is? So I'll get back to you on that one because I don't know the exact thing. But yeah, die struck. Maybe I send it to you just so you get it. So you give me an honest opinion because this is not my forte.
Yeah. No. I mean, the quality looks fine, right? So they're going on a quality gig, which is for me, but isn't necessarily for this store. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it's not going to be for everybody, and but what is?
Yeah, because of who's across the street, people come here for bargain versus quality.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, man, I'll toss it at him, see what he says. All right, because wedding bands are difficult, and it's fine, because we used to use Camelot. Like, that was his wedding band guy. And since then, he's been kind of floating around.
Okay.
So, we'll see. And we don't really have, like, we don't carry a lot of Eternity, but we also don't really have a wedding band supplier where we can just go on there and look and quote. You know?
Yeah, and I need to have that set up for you, or even like a dummy thing where people are maybe somewhat interested and just want to look at, you know, whatever, to have a login account.
I mean, personally, I'm not a buy-in kind of like
a... Yeah, I know, and a lot of people, as soon as it's like, oh, you know, $7,500 is the minimal buy-in, no, I'm good, I'm all set, you know.
Yeah, well, so, and here's the reason why. I already have a case full of wedding bands.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so if I spend another $7,500 on something, I'm doubling up, and then I have to sit on inventory, right? Because I'm not so pissed off at any of my vendors that I just want to blow it out, get rid of it, and start over. Whereas if I can go in there and replace, I'm all for it. You know what I mean?
Yep, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. Like, from a business standpoint, if I was in your shoes, I would have said, or my thought process would have been in the same general statement that you just made.
Yeah.
Like, I already have a full showcase of stuff. You're asking me to invest, you know, $7,500, $10,000 for...
And it's not a fashion line.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, but... Now what am I doing with all this stuff that's already in my showcase? Now on the flip side, I like your compromise of like, hey, when I sell something, I have a hole in it, in you know, whatever size, color, style, whatever. I'll order from you from here on out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's onesie twosie. Maybe I go on a wedding band kick and I order six or seven.
Yeah. You know, we sell through in a, you know, in a week. I got to order a bunch. You know, yeah. But I can't wait for that to happen so that I hit that 75. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. So let me. That's why you're the first person I talk to this about this, because it's going to be a little bit of a growing pain for me, a little bit of learning curve, and knowing I can just really be just flat out honest with you and go, all right, this is what it is, this is what it isn't, you know.
And I'm not going to fluff you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, if I could go through and start replacing with it, I would. Not having it a direct option for SI goods, it might put the price point above where we could go with stuff. But you know, I'll take a look at it.
Is Guystruck a big, like, feather in your cap?
Not necessarily in my cap. It is in Barry's cap.
Okay.
Because it is the, theoretically the strongest way to make jewelry. Because when you're hitting it with a die, you force all the air out, so there should be very little to zero porosity. But at the same time, the casting has gotten so good that porosity is less and less of an issue every year.
Oh, okay.
It's just, it is stronger. It is nicer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was told it was denser and stronger, mm-hmm. that it would, you know, that it will last much longer. It can last much longer.
Mm-hmm.
Does the one price for every size, is that cool, or is that kind of like, eh?
It's a little bit of both.
Okay.
It's the reason I asked on Eternity, right? Because the price difference in sizing on just pure metal is like $10 a size.
Okay.
Right? So I usually just eat that anyway.
Okay.
But it's nice to have.
Yeah.
But if you're charging the same price on Eternity where you have to add actual setting in diamonds, that's a little different.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not an Eternity fan.
Yeah, me neither.
I tend to talk people out of it.
Yeah, me neither. But, all right. Well, I will see what I can do about getting some logins. I will probably go ahead and send this.
Okay.
Send
a
sample to you. Just even at the very least, just to get your feedback and...
Yeah.
You know, knowledge, so I can then, you know, take that knowledge and kind of, you know, compartmentalize it in my brain. Okay, this is, you know, this is what I need to know, and this is what is important. 'Cause I get paid on the initial buy-in, and then I get it paid on every reorder. But what I'd like to know is if we don't do a buy-in and it's a onesie-twosie, like your compromise... I don't think it's a bad compromise because it gets your foot in the door, but
mm-hmm.
I don't own the business, so... You know,
yeah, it's not your choice.
It's not my choice, exactly.
Bring it up, but if you have... You can bring it up to all of your jewelers and be like, hey, man, I've got 20 jewelers that are saying they'll do this. Maybe they'll do it. You know?
Yeah, right. Right.
Right, because the buy-in doesn't necessarily incentivize me to buy it more down the road either. Right, I'm not going, I spent $7,500, I got to keep reordering from these guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I get it from their end, too. They want to make sure that they're getting enough volume out there in order to...
To be able to keep the company afloat.
Cash going, yeah.
You got to have cash flow. You got to be able to pay the manufacturing and everything like that. So,
yeah.
Yep.
So like I understand it, I get why they're doing it. I just think it's a tough sell on a existing jewelry store. Like
yeah.
If we were just starting out and we needed product, it's one thing.
Yep. Yep. Or you happen to just maybe be at the right place at the right time, where somebody's
yeah.
looking for a new line, number
mm-hmm.
one, and they are low on inventory, number two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you go, okay, well, this is a perfect storm. You know, something like that. So.
Yeah.
All right. I got one more day, my friend. I'm here until tomorrow.
Like automatic reorders, right? So they can connect through Big, and they can see when we sell their product?
Yeah.
So we sell it, they just send another one. Like, do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Auto replenishment would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
We'll find out some answers, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah, sounds good, man.
And
you got my emails, you got my phone number.
Oh yeah. Yep. So I'll give you a call a little later today, or give you a call tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Cool. Thanks, brother.
All right, man. I'll talk to
you. Catch
you.
See ya.
Later.